physical therapist Shelley Abelin, a member of the Home Health Section of the American Physical Therapy Association. Welcome to today's short podcast on wound care. First, a disclaimer. These podcasts are intended to provide professionals with some guidance on a variety of confusing regulatory issues. But please keep in mind that regulations change over time. Regulators issue updates, and some regulations, such as state practice acts, may trump other regulations. As a professional, it is your responsibility to familiarize yourself with regulatory resources and documents, making certain that you have accurate and current information. While we can help to familiarize you with regulatory references and rationales, you should always go to the regulatory source for clarification and the final word. There has been much recent discussion regarding the role of the physical therapist and physical therapist assistant in providing wound care in the home health setting. The final rule that was enacted by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services on April 1, 2011, set therapy provisions stating, quote, if wound care falls within the office of a physical therapist state practice act, then the physical therapist may provide the specific type of wound care services defined in the state practice act. However, such visits in this specific situation would be a covered therapy service only when the skills of a therapist are required to perform the service, end quote. So what does this mean for physical therapists providing active wound care in the home? First, let's define active wound management. A new members-only frequently asked questions document on active wound care management is now available on the APTA website at www.apta.org/payment/coding/billing/. This document states that, quote, physical therapists examine skin integrity to assess the effects of a wide variety of disorders that result in skin and subcutaneous changes, including pressure, vascular, example venous and arterial, and neuropathic, example diabetic ulcers, burns and other traumas, and a number of diseases, for example, soft tissue disorders. They examine wounds for tissue type, drainage, color, temperature, odor, texture, condition of surrounding tissues, size, and to determine if tunneling, tracts, and/or undermining are present. The physical therapist evaluates the findings and develops a prognosis and plan of care that may include selective or non-selective debridement without the use of anesthesia, followed by irrigation and the selection of appropriate advanced wound care dressings and interventions. The physical therapist instructs the patient and or caregiver in caring for the wound, end quote. CMS would like to ensure that the appropriate clinician is providing care to each patient with a wound. Because there may be a financial incentive to having a therapist providing the wound care, CMS would like to ensure that the wound care is being provided by a therapist only when it is clinically appropriate. In home care, wound assessment and treatment can be part of the therapy plan of care as long as the physical therapist is also providing a skilled therapy in the home. This means that the physical therapist must be working on functional skills such as ambulation, transfers, balance, education, etc., and or must be performing wound care that is specific to the therapy profession. Examples of these specific practices would be electrical stimulation or ultrasound for wound healing or edema control, and also Sharps debridement. The PT may provide these services in the home without performing additional functional therapy with the patient. With regards to Sharps debridement in the home, it is important that the clinician practicing in each state check his or her practice act before pursuing Sharps debridement, as not all states permit PTs to Sharps debride. In the case that the practice act does not specifically mention Sharps debridement, which is true in many states, it would be wise to check with the individual state board of physical therapy. The APTA has published a position statement called Procedural Interventions Exclusively Performed by Physical Therapists, which states that the physical therapist assistant should not perform Sharps debridement. However, there are some states who do permit PTAs to Sharps debride if they have been properly trained. Again, it is important for clinicians practicing in individual states to check their state practice acts with regards to their own particular state stand on Sharps debridement. According to the American Physical Therapy Association's Guide to Physical Therapist Practice, the PT provides, quote, application of therapeutic procedures and modalities that are intended to enhance wound perfusion, manage scar, promote an optimal wound environment, remove excess exudate from a wound complex, and eliminate non-viable tissue from a wound bed. Procedures and modalities may include debridement, dressing, orthotic, protective and supportive devices, physical agents and mechanical and electrotherapeutic modalities, and topical agents, end quote. The final rule is not stating that physical therapists cannot perform wound care at all in the home. After all, it is important to remember that the physical therapist's unique skills are beneficial to patients with wounds. In addition to providing active wound management, such as assessment of the wound, dressing changes, negative pressure wound therapy, modalities for wound healing, and Sharpe's debridement of necrotic tissue, the physical therapist teaches the patient exercises to assist with improving circulation and controlling edema, which in turn assists with the healing or prevention of ulcers. The physical therapists, through their instruction in ADLs and IADLs, are educators on skin checks, on the importance of wearing proper footwear, and on positioning and pressure relief to alleviate diabetic and pressure ulcers. The physical therapist trains patients in neuromuscular reeducation to help prevent falls, which are oftentimes the cause of trauma wounds. In addition, physical therapists assist patients with increasing strength and improving mobility, which are vital to wound healing. The physical therapist teaches patients to offload foot ulcers during mobility training, which is the key to healing of diabetic and pressure ulcers. In addition, the physical therapist is beneficial to the team in ordering of wheelchair cushions and pressure relief bed mattresses to help prevent and heal skin breakdown. With CMS's proposed payment-related changes in 2012 and the possible reweighing of therapy, we as home care physical therapists need to make sure that our agencies are not going to be penalized for overutilization of therapy services. Therefore, it is as important as ever that physical therapist documentation supports the need for the PT to be performing the wound care and to show the benefits that we bring to our patients with wounds. The utilization of evidence-based tools is important in our documentation. For example, setting a goal to increase your patient's score on the Braden scale, which is an evidence-based tool used for assessing pressure sore risk, can be used to show the impact that physical therapy has on preventing wounds. When, during the course of our therapy services, a patient demonstrates, say, an increase in strength, allowing them to position themselves independently without experiencing friction and shear of the skin, and or the patient progresses from chair-bound status to being able to walk and can now ambulate to the bathroom, their score on the Braden scale is going to improve, thus showing a decreased risk for skin breakdown. What is important to remember is that CMS's view and their statement in the final rule on physical therapists performing wound care in the home is not new. Physical therapists in the home care setting have always played a vital role on the interdisciplinary wound care team. However, as with all of our home care patients, it is important to evaluate the interventions and goals for each particular patient and ensure that the most appropriate clinical interventions are being provided by the most appropriate clinician on the case. This concludes our podcast on wound care in the home care setting. Thank you.